The Federal Communications Commission is mandating unique ways for all U.S. phone and wireless service providers to identify customers during information requests. Data such as Social Security numbers or a mother's maiden name are no longer permitted, as such information can be readily obtained by identity thieves. Dan Bagley of TDS Telecom, based in Madison, says her company's customers will be asked to set up personal identification numbers, followed by a security question that only that person is likely to know, such as a favorite color. Bagley says identity thieves, upon current events, may still try to trick their clients.
We're concerned that people might start calling customers to try to set up their PINs or to try to confirm some of this information by using the new FCC rules as an excuse to call for fraudulent purposes. The main thing is for consumers to always remember never to give out personal information over the phone or through an email request unless you have initiated the call.
Bagley says TDS customers will be prompted through billing statements and other outreach efforts to call the company and set up their unique identifiers. The new PINs and personalized security questions will then be mailed back to them so they could access their call account information in the future. Bagley says Hewlett-Packard made headlines last year when it did pretexting to get the phone records of several journalists. She says the practice has also been tried against members of Congress. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.